Hi everyone, this is Darusha and you're listening to Beautiful Red Log number 7. Seems like forever since I've talked to you guys. It probably actually hasn't been that long, but November was a long month. I was, of course, participating in NaNoWriMo, National Novel Writing Month, and that went quite well, actually. I did, in fact, make my 50,000 word count before the end of the month, which was quite good. And I didn't think I was going to finish my story, but I did. So it's now sitting away, letting its flavors meld, or whatever you want to call it, and I'll look at that later and see what's going on. Since the last time I talked to you, I've had a bunch of emails from people, which is cool. Some of them just saying hi and saying that they like Beautiful Red or whatever, but there was also a problem with some of the files for a while there, and Thorn actually had left a comment on the website, but I only got that today because I wasn't checking my comment moderation. Anyway, spam traps, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, I know I need to get on that. But I also got an email from someone talking about the problem with the files. Anyway, that wasn't my fault this time, which is exciting. But anyway, fixed now. I use the Internet Archive as my host, which has the great advantage of being free and a concept that I support. But, you know, sometimes you have to do a little bit of management. So did that. Files are fine. Everything's cool. But definitely if you notice that there's something wrong, you have trouble downloading, or those files sound funny, let me know. Comment on the website's good, email's good, all of those things are great ways of getting in touch with me, so yeah, definitely keep letting me know. One of the other emails that I got, actually I had a whole bunch of emails from Brian Hunt, who we emailed back and forth quite a bit actually, and mostly he's got, you know, nice things to say about Beautiful Red and all that kind of good stuff. But he's also helping Mira Lafferty promote her podcast novel, Playing for Keeps, and he emailed me asking if I would run a promo in Beautiful Red, which I thought was hilarious because I've been subscribed to Playing for Keeps since before it even started. I'm a huge fan of Mira Lafferty's stuff, and Playing for Keeps is definitely awesome. Loving it. So I was going to play the promo anyway, so I thought that was kind of entertaining. So definitely, if you haven't heard of Playing for Keeps, it's a very cool superhero story, a little bit different than what you might expect. It's quite funny, and yeah, I think you'll like it. So I'm going to give you a little taste of that right now.
In a world where evil supervillains run amok and corrupt superheroes care more about their hair than justice, one woman is caught in a web of manipulation. Keepsy Branson just wants to run her bar. She doesn't want to think about her old dreams of being a superhero or her tired ambitions to save the world. But the facts remain that Keepsy and her friends have powers too, and they will soon be needed as Seventh City falls into chaos, and no one knows who are the good guys and who are the bad. Playing for Keeps is a free audiobook from Mer Lafferty, available at playingforkeepsnovel.com.
Okay, so that's Playing for Keeps. Definitely check that out. Seriously, it's awesome. Mer's also doing a really cool thing with that. Because it's sort of like a superhero comics kind of thing, she's also not just putting out audio, she's putting out PDF files of the text, and they have each PDF file for each chapter has these really awesome drawn cartoon covers. It's really cool. So you can, and there's also like, there's a fan fiction podcast. There's like, she's got a whole bunch of stuff going on around Playing for Keeps. Definitely go check out the website. You could lose some time in there. It's awesome. In other news, I've had a few people who follow me on Twitter. And if you feel so inclined, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm Darusha, not that hard to find. Who have been following me, who were following me while I was writing my novel for NaNoWriMo, and were asking when I was going to be podcasting that. Well, it takes a bit of time. I wrote Beautiful Red 3 years ago, something like that, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, something like that, and spent a year editing it and polishing it and getting it ready to go, and then it kind of, I let it sit for a bit, and then I started podcasting it, so it's going to be a long while before you hear what I was writing this year, if at all, because it was different. I was challenging myself in a lot of ways, and I haven't I haven't yet decided whether it worked, so we'll see about that. I am still currently editing my previous novel, the novel that I wrote last year, which is set in the same world as Beautiful Red, though some years in the future, and very different set of characters, very different set of issues. I really liked it. As I'm editing it, we'll see how that goes. It's, again, going to be some time before it sees the light of day, if at all. But yeah, so when and if I do have anything else coming down the pike, I will absolutely let you people know. And thanks, of course, to everyone who thinks that I'm good enough that I can just write something and put it out right away. That's kind of shocking. But anyway, absolutely cool. Love hearing from everyone. And definitely do keep the emails coming in. Follow me on Twitter. Leave comments on the website. I'll be much better about making sure that they get posted in a timely fashion as opposed to like 2 or 3 weeks later, as it's been right now. And of course, we're getting into that holiday season. So I hope everyone is having a wonderful December, Yule, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Festivus, whatever it is that you celebrate, if anything at all. And speaking of the holidays, just so you know, I'm not going to be taking a break from posting. So, barring internet misfortunes, which do seem to plague me right now, there should be episodes every Wednesday. I'm posting episode 20 this coming week, and the last episode will be episode 23. So we're getting into the end of the story here, and so that episode is going to be, I guess that's what, the 2nd of January, something like that. So you'll have a little New Year's surprise for you, the end of the Beautiful Red podcast. Anyway, that's all I have for you today. It has been wonderful talking to you again, and I probably won't talk to you again until the New Year, but have a wonderful December and begin New Year and all of that good stuff. Talk to you later. Bye.